Sometimes I wouldn't read the copy, and I'd be, because I wanted to be spontaneous, and I'd come across a list of words I didn't know and mispronounce. And one day I was reading copy, and I call Canada, Canada. And I did just that. I cracked myself up on the air. And I decided, this Barbara thing's not going too well. I should try being myself. But at the same time, my dad was saying, Opegale, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. You better keep that job. And my boss was saying, this is the nightly news. You're an anchor, not a social worker. Just do your job. So I was juggling these messages of expectation and obligation and feeling really miserable with myself. I'd go home at night and fill up my journals, because I've kept a journal since I was 15, so I now have volumes of journals. So I'd go home at night and fill up my journals about how miserable I was and frustrated, and then I'd eat my anxiety. That's where I learned that habit. And after 8 months, I lost that job. They said I was too emotional, I was too much. But since they didn't want to pay off the contract, they put me on a talk show in Baltimore. And the moment I sat down on that show, the moment I did, I felt like I'd come home. I realized that TV could be more than just a playground, but a platform for service, for helping other people lift their lives. And the moment I sat down doing that talk show, it felt like breathing. It felt right. And that's where everything that followed for me began. And I got that lesson. When you're doing the work you're meant to do, it feels right. And every day is a bonus, regardless of what you're getting paid.